This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, where he delivered a speech last year, a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. Speaking directly to Russian citizens, Mr. Biden stressed that the West is not the enemy. On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, saying the U.S. and NATO want to inflict a strategic defeat on his country. He suspended participation in the new START treaty, a landmark nuclear arms control pact, and threatened to resume nuclear tests. Experts say Russia may appear to be entering a more militaristic phase of global relations with President Putin's suspension of START. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Putin made the announcement in a bitter State of the Nation speech. He noted Russia is not withdrawing from the START nuclear pact, but reaction to the suspension was swift. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg:
with today's decision on new START, the whole arms control architecture has been dismantled.
Experts note the move may have limited substantive impact. Professor Ian Hurd at Northwestern University saying START was going to expire anyway, but it does have symbolic importance.
Russia is much bolder about using its military to expand its sphere of political influence in quite cruel ways.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Top finance leaders from the group of 20 leading economies are gathering in the South Indian technology hub of Bengaluru this week to tackle myriad challenges to global growth and stability, including stubbornly high inflation and surging debt. India is hosting the G20 financial conclave for the first time in 20 years. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say